When you arrived, do you remember how you felt? Were you frightened or bewildered?
Well, yes, my sister was already here. And we arrived at Liverpool Street Station. And I remember there was a sort of barrier. And my sister was standing there waving madly. But we were rushed away because I think we had to catch a train to Coventry. And so I never even kissed my sister or greeted her or anything. But the following, I think it must have been the following weekend, she came to visit me from London.
And you were pleased to see her?
Of course. Yes. Yeah.
Did you feel lost and did you feel foreign at that time?
Yes, a bit, yes. Because my English was practically non-existent and my guardian couldn't speak German. So it was difficult at first, but it was such a wonderful household I went to, you know, fabulous woman.
This is the lady that you eventually called your aunt.
Yes.
When you came to Britain and you arrived here and you knew you were coming to a family, did you know anything about the family at all?
I think I knew there were three sisters living together, all teachers. And that's about it. Really, the connection was made originally by a cousin of mine, Ilona, who used to go to Bielefeld and on holiday. I'm not quite sure what she did there, but maybe she took English people around. I don't know. But she met there the headmistress of that school I went to in Bars Hill Grammar School. And this lady had said that she wanted to help somebody and she knew of somebody who wanted to help children out. Mm. And my cousin Ilona had said, well, I've got a small cousin who needs to get out. And this is how it all started. That's how the names were exchanged.
And this was the beginning.
Yeah.
But it was a large movement. There were a lot of children who came out at that time,
yes,
to the Quakers.
Yes, over 9,000 children the Quakers took out. They arranged for...
Did you speak any English at all?
I'd had 1 year at school, that's all.
So it was very limited.
Yes, very limited, yes.
What was the full name of your adopted aunt?
Margaret Kershaw Scholes, and she came from Oldham in Lancashire.
And you kept your own name, your own family name, which
yes,
was...
Marley.
And how do you spell that?
M-A-R-L-E, accent aigu. It's got an accent on it. It's French.
And then when you came here, you just kept your name right through. You
never, yes. Well, you know, when I married, then I... Yes.
And you came first of all to Coventry.
Yes.
And what date did you arrive in the UK?
On the 22nd of June, 1939.
May I ask how old you were then?
14.
Mm-hmm. And if there's anything else I need. And you've been in Scotland since 1950, is that right?
Yes.